This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for salvation, for God's salvation, knowing what it means to be saved in God. Thanking God for the teaching priests. We're thanking God for we have the true God, and we have His laws. We have His word, which is, when it's engrafted, it's able to save your souls from sin. And now we're thanking God for a great pastor who is teaching us the laws of God, teaching us what God is requiring of His people. Now I present unto you a great leader of God's Covenant Church, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. Well, elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. And this is all about salvation. And my thought today is God has come to prove us. We should chew and meditate on that. We're to be proven. Before we get into that thought, the choir is going to come with this number. There they be.
I will, oh hallow I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by. For my side to end someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make. Not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the Lord keeps me separate from the world. But I fight, then none disturbs my rest. It's my peace, it's my joy. I'm knowing how I am blessed, keeping all 10 free from all sin. Cause you promised Abraham.
Still a Jesse,
oh,
I can be
free.
that beautiful. They sang that number like they meant it. The songs of Zion. And don't anyone Google us or write us and say, do you know that song by Reverend Johnson and the Mass Choir? No, I don't. I don't know too many past, what's that man sister to sing? Crouches. I don't know too many past then, but in those days, I didn't have the knowledge I have now. If I don't know your life is one that is sanctified, keeping God's commandments, I probably don't know what you've been singing. Digging Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad to get into the scriptures of truth. We're not going to go by what I say, we don't go by what the scripture is saying. And I pray God give you understanding. But I do know this, and I believe it wholeheartedly, my sheep hear my voice. So if you don't hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches, you're probably not a sheep. And as I say, I hope I didn't offend anyone. They say, well, you know this record that this rapper guy sings. We don't do rap here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. There ain't no such thing as rap of God, in God. We don't do that stuff.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
That don't mean that if God give one of the saints something that may sound like it, we'll listen to it. And one thing about it, if we sing it or talk about it or talk it in the song, it's about the life lived. But the spirit we have in music is not of the world, it's of God. And we've come out of the world. We're in the world, but we are no more of it. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, and our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the sanctified life they live. I walked with these. Not Bishop Barfield, but I walked with those that were of her. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Over here, we don't vote. We don't send a politician over here trying to rouse up some votes. They're all the same. Now, what we do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we pray for those in authority that they will do that which is right. And if God don't keep them in line, then there's nothing we can do about it. We vote and don't get nobody in or out. Whether we are one or 5 million, that don't get you in or out. It's God's will. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And over here, we don't have no such thing as first lady. Ain't no first lady over here. That's in politics. We don't pick up like the world, the first lady. No, it ain't like that here. Deacon Debbie is my wife. She's Deacon Debbie. Okay, for you that didn't know that. But she ain't no first lady. And she don't sit up next to me because she's my wife or because she's so-called first lady. No, she don't. Your life puts you in anointed position. Not because you are the pastor's son, daughter, sister, brother, wife. That don't get you there. And like I say, there's no first lady in God. We don't bring politics into the church. And we are the church, and we're not involved in politics. We don't do that. So I thought I would just put that out in case anybody wanted to send the first lady a card. Said, this card is for the first lady. There ain't no first lady over here. You send that to the White House. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 6. It says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely This great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? That means I don't care where you are in the world, whatever government you're under. And you and I are individually a nation as well as collectively. There is no nation so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law. So wherever you are, if you are under the judgments and statutes of God, you cannot be any greater than that. And that's why the Lord said, they that do and teach shall be called great in the church, in the kingdom, not necessarily outside. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? God's word is the law.
Yes.
It was commanded. And there's nothing more righteous than this law. Nothing. He said, well, what about God? That is God. God is the word. He's no more righteous than his word because they're one. Isn't that beautiful? So there's nothing more righteous than the law. And it says in Deuteronomy 6 and 25, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. End of story. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what the scripture says. And that don't change. Let's go to Exodus 20 and 20. God comes to prove us. So wherever you are, if you say you live for God, guess what's coming?
Right.
Proving time.
Right.
Say you love God? God said prove it. God is going to prove us. And he proves us through opposition. And you know who that is. It's the devil. And he lies in the hearts of everyone that come into this world until they get rid of him. Isn't that beautiful? Till you decide I want to marry a new husband. God. Your father and your husband is the devil. Until you say, I'm done with you. I want God. God is there for us. Isn't that beautiful? 20 and 20. What does it say? Exodus.
And Moses said unto the people, fear not. For God is come to prove you.
God comes to prove his people. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Prove us to see if we're going to have other gods before God.
Yes.
Come to prove us to see if we're going to make any graven images unto him. He's going to come to prove us to see if we're going to take his name in vain. He comes to prove us to see if we're going to remember the Sabbath day, not just to rest, but to keep it holy. And you cannot keep anything holy if you're not holy.
Right.
In other words, this word, this law, this commandment is what makes you holy when you observe all of them.
Yes.
Comes to prove us to see if we're going to honor the Father, which is his word. If we got gods, we don't honor him. If we make graven images, we don't honor him. If we forget the Sabbath day to keep it holy, we don't honor God. If we don't honor those that carry God, the mother, we don't honor God. And naturally, if we kill, commit adultery, steal, bear false witness, and covet, we don't honor God. Isn't that beautiful? Fear not, for God has come to prove you what?
And that his fear may be before your faces.
Well, wait a minute. Solomon says, hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments. So that is the fear that has to be taught to keep his word, because that's the fear of God.
Yes.
It's not fearing God because you get scared because it thunders or because there's an earthquake. That's not fearing God. You're fearing disaster. But when you fear God, you reverence his word and you obey it. Isn't that beautiful? And you have to be taught to do that because many don't know that. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read the first verse, 20 and 1.
And God spake all these words, saying,
what?
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
What?
Out of the house of bondage.
Egypt is bondage. Egypt represents sin.
Yes.
And the head of sin is the devil.
Yes.
And he was in Pharaoh. Pharaoh is just an object to identify that devil. And is to identify the leading of the spirit of the devil. Is to identify the devil in high places, Pharaoh. And in sin in Egypt, it's bondage. Everyone that's born in this life is born in bondage. Everybody don't know that. Everybody that's born in this life is born with a god. He's called Pharaoh, who happens to be the father. If you're not a child of God. Isn't that beautiful? He's a god. He's the god of this world. And God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now that's if you've been called. If you're a child of God. If you say God is your father. If you say you've been born again. God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We're not going into that. Read it again too. I am the Lord thy God.
Yes. Yes, Pastor. And they...
I am the Lord thy God.
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
God brought us out of Egypt. So if you're not out of Egypt, out of bondage, God didn't bring you out. You still up under that God Pharaoh. Because God's people come out. Isn't that beautiful? That's what his mission was, to bring us out of bondage. Bondage is not just drugs, natural things. Mainly it's spiritual, because if you don't get the spiritual, you are going to be caught up in the natural. Let's go to Hosea. Hosea 11 and 1. There's a process to come out of Egypt. And you don't come out of Egypt picking what you're going to do and how you're coming out. Just like these children going to foster homes. You don't go into the foster home and say, I'm going to be now, become now part of your family. I'm going to tell you what it's going to be like. No, when you go into the foster homes or an adoptive home, they tell you what their rules are. And their rules have got to be according to those that allowed them to get in there. Every church that have, once they come into the church, God should be the criteria for how you live. And they have rules how foster parents should be and adoptive parents should be and treat those children. But they don't come in telling you what it's going to be unless they're quoting what has been told them that should be. Isn't that beautiful? 11 and 1.
When Israel was a child, then I loved him.
Same thing today. God only loves us when we have a childlike spirit. When you're grown, you coming into the church, you're trying to tell the representative of God, you're trying to tell the one in the house, God, what you think it should be, you're not fit for the kingdom. You got to have a childlike spirit because you have to be born all over again. And this birth is spiritual, not natural. When Israel was a child...
Then I loved him.
What?
And called my son out of Egypt.
Because you're not coming out unless you got a childlike spirit. If you are not submissive to the word, and somebody's got to bring it, you're not coming out. You're going to fight, kick, and scream. And you may come out in your mind, but you've got to come out according to what the word is saying. Read the fourth verse. What does it say?
Yes. I drew them with cords of a man.
God draws those with cords of them. In other words, love and kindness. And it's not just giving you natural things. It's giving you the knowledge of God and the love of God. Love of God tells you the truth.
Yes, yes.
And if you have a childlike spirit, and if you are of God, you're going to hear what God is saying. It's right. It may hurt, but it's right. Yes. Just like I just brought out about there's no first lady over here. And there's no first lady in God's church. If you are of the word, you're getting offended because I'm trying to straighten you out. Leave that mess in the White House or wherever else in the world they use that terminology, but not in God. That mess just started in the last 20, 30 years. They don't even have that. They didn't have it in the Baptist churches. They didn't know God. But the devil is constantly bringing in junk, not in God's church. We don't roll with the world. We don't start just going. Whatever comes in, they grab it. Fads. Everything come down the pike, we go there. Not in God's church. We're the same. Yesterday, today, forever. Which means, even though there's things, new, innovative things come out, God knows how to entertain it in a godly way. We know how to wear pants. We get out of big baggy pants. We're not wearing stovepipes, but we're not trim them down. Women, when they wear a shorter dress, they got to bring them up a little bit, but they don't have to go way above the knees. They don't have to, they can wear clothes that are fitting, but not so that you can count every pimple on the backside.
All right. All
God is tempered in everything. God knows how to deal with everything in every dispensation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You can wear little brooches, little this and that, little ornaments, but it ain't got to be hanging through your nose and through your tongue and on your ears and just holes everywhere. What it really proves, you got a hole in your head. You ain't getting nothing. Isn't that beautiful? I drew them with cords of a man. What?
With bands of love.
Bands of love. What?
And I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws.
So when you come over here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, if you come to any church that is truly of God, God comes to deliver us from these yokes of bondage. Take the yoke off of our jaws, because these yokes in our jaws, it guides us and stops us from going here or to the right or to the left. It's like bits in horses' mouths that controls us. God removes all that stuff, the bondage of the world. And one of the yokes of taking away from the jaws is family that's not of God. Flesh, that's where family come in. Everything you're motivated to do is because blood, this blood we honor first is the Spirit of God. His word, that's the blood we honor. And if you don't have his word, you ain't got the blood we got. Isn't that beautiful? You need a blood transfusion. Go ahead.
And I laid meat unto them.
In other words, the word is there. Meat. And if you can't chew it, we got the sincere milk of the word. Then as you drink the milk, you get a little stronger. Meat. Bread. Make you strong. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
That's what God feed us with, bread of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 3. 3 and 1.
Beautiful.
Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
And I glory in knowledge because it's so scarce in the earth. I'm not exalted, it would not, but I'm glad for knowledge. I'm excited about knowledge. Thank God. I'm. What did one say? I'm ecstatic.
All right. That's right.
1 John 3 and 1.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
Look at the love God bestowed upon us. We just come, walk out from the streets. Say, you know what? I want to live for God. Say, you know what? You're a son. Call you a son. You can be male or female. You're sons of God now. Sons and daughters. What kind of manner that is?
Thank God.
You know, come and say, now you got to prove yourself first. And yet you do, but you're sons of God.
Yes.
If you have a testimony and say, you know what? I've denounced that and this and that. I want to live for God. Now you got a testimony.
Yes.
But if you ain't got no testimony, I don't know what to say about you. But if you say, I was in the world, but I'm not of the world anymore. That's a testimony. But if you're going to come in here and say, you know what? I was saved before I got here. What you coming in here for? Stay where you was and stay saved.
That's right.
Why would you leave? If you saved, that means you were up under a shepherd. Because you don't join God, you're born in God. And to be born in God, you have to join somebody. And if you say, well, I've already got salvation, then what you over here for? Well, now, I've been keeping the commandments, but my pastor died, and she was a good pastor. Well, did God leave anybody after that? No, that don't sound like God. God said, I'll always be with you. And if God is said, well, he led me over here, fine. Give me your history. Give me a testimony. Give me something. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
But look at the manner. If you say, you know what, I'm saved, I'll go along with that. You say, you know what, Pastor, just call me brother, so I'll give it to you. Because that word going to walk you down. But we show the love. If you say, well, no, I'm a brother. Okay, fine. You say you're a brother. If you're sanctified now, if you say, I'm sanctified and I'm living for God, I keep God's commandments, I have to give you brother. But give me a testimony. They overcame by the word of their testimony. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
The Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God.
We should be called the sons of God. That's the love he showed us. But you got to prove yourself, right? But go ahead.
Therefore, the world knoweth us not.
Now, the world don't know us. Why?
because it knew him not.
Now, the world don't know you when you say, well, I don't sin no more. Well, what you talking about? That's why they don't know you. Because they don't know that can be done.
Yes.
So, well, now, wait a minute. Didn't Jesus lived holy. He didn't sin. Yeah, but that's Jesus. He went to the cross. Were you trying to tell me, you Jesus? Well, said, let this mind be in you. You didn't know that about him? That's supposed to be just like him? If we all one, you just like him, right? You didn't know that? That's why you don't know me, because you don't know him, right? You don't know his word. If you don't know you don't know his word, you don't know God. You don't know the Lord, because the Lord is his word. Isn't that beautiful? If you say, well, the commandments are done away with, you don't know God because you don't know the word. Read.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And what?
And it doth not yet appear what we shall
now,
be.
Now, we're the sons, but there's got to be some reformation in our life.
Yes.
Proving who we are. It don't appear what you're going to be, but God is going to prove you because there's a work got to be done. What?
But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like
now,
him.
Now, the way God's word is this, you can only see what you do. If you're not sanctifying yourself, you never see God. That's the secret. When you see him, you're going to be like him. Because you cannot, it's just like trying to say, well, if you see that door, it's because you got eyes.
Right.
And your eyes is clear. But if you can't see the door now, you said, now, once you start cleaning yourself up, once you start doing this and that, applying the remedy, it's going to come clear to you. So I see something look like a door. Oh, now I see a door because you've applied the remedy.
Right.
Read.
For we shall see him as he is.
What?
And every man that hath this
now,
hope.
Now, if you got this hope, God is going to prove you. And if you got the hope of seeing him, what?
Have this hope in him purifieth himself. Even as he is.
So you're going to start purifying yourself. And you purify yourself through being proved. Eighth verse, what does it say?
He that committeth sin is of the devil.
Now let's get this straight. If you commit sin, in order to be proven, you got to know where you are in this house now that you've been adopted into. He that committeth sin is of the devil. What?
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
Now, but the Lord said you can't drink from two fountains. You can't serve God and mammon. That's already understood, right?
Right.
So he's saying, he that commits sin of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. What?
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
Why?
That he might destroy the works of the
God
devil.
God is going to come and prove us, see if we're going to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
If we're sons, we're supposed to destroy his works.
Right.
Destroy him out of your life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
What?
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
In other words, that's where we're going, to purify yourself where there's no sin in my life. And God is going to prove us. Read.
For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
What?
In this the children of God are manifest.
Wait a minute. There it is. This is the children of God that manifest because they don't sin. And what?
And the children of the devil.
And the children of the devil, because children of the devil sin from the beginning.
Yes.
We're all born in this life sinning.
Yes.
That's the children of the devil.
Yes.
But the Lord said, you must be born again. He that is born of God does not commit sin. So when you're born again, you're applying purification to yourself. That's talk. Go back to living holy.
Yes.
Purifying yourselves. For and whosoever what?
And whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God.
Now, wait a minute. Again, they said, well, the Lord is my righteousness. That's true. Because the Lord is the word.
Yes.
And the word says it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all, not nine, but all these commandments. That's our righteousness.
Yes.
And John also says, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. How plain is that? Is that plain?
Yes.
What?
Neither he that loveth not his brother.
What?
For this is the message that ye
heard. Said, well, what God says, just love. What?
That ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
What does 5 and 1 say?
Yes. 5 and 1. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Now, when you really believe, that means you got works now, faith with works. That's the belief God is talking about, faith with works, belief with works. When you have belief with works, then you are born of God because you got works of righteousness. And everyone that loveth him, what?
That begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him.
So if you've been begotten by the word, and I'm talking about his 10 commandments, you're going to love me.
God.
And you're going to love everyone that bring the commandments, and everyone that are of the commandments, you're going to love them.
Beautiful.
What?
By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments.
Now that's the love of God. He said, well, God should just love one another. Yeah. This is the love of God when you keep his commandments. This is the love of God. What?
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Well, then why would they tell you, could nobody keep the commandments? It's not grievous.
No.
These preachers are liars. Everyone that hear my voice, tell your preaching pastors, you're liars, because it says they're not grievous. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Again, 20 and 20, Exodus, what does it say?
Yes. Moses said unto the people, fear not.
Fear not.
For God has come to prove
God
you.
Is proving you right now. If you hear what I'm saying, got a spirit, you're not of God. Because God wants you to fear him and keep his commandments.
Yeah.
Fear not.
Yeah. Fear it come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces.
What?
That ye sin not.
God comes to prove us that we don't sin. How can we know we don't sin unless the temptation is right there before us?
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 8 and 1.
Right.
I know we might not finish it here, but if you are listening on some venue and it's cut off, I don't care how you get there.
All right.
Get the rest of this message.
Yeah, right.
You could take an aeroplane.
Oh. All right, Pastor.
All right, then.
You can take an evening train. You can search until you go insane. I don't care how you get there. Just get there. I know the rhyme stuff too, but I ain't a rapper now. I don't do that. Deuteronomy 8 and 1, what does it say?
All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do.
All the commandments. It said, well, the Sabbath they changed. No, it didn't. It said, our Sabbath is Sunday. It says all the commandments. I haven't seen anywhere in the scriptures where the first day of the week is the commandments. It's not in there. But I know heaven no gods is in there.
You can
there.
Visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.